What's good, everybody? We back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold.
So listen,
I had episodes that supposed to drop, like, the last couple, like, basically a week and some change. They're supposed to drop, but, yeah, they didn't post. They didn't post. I saw that the, I just went on my feed and looked. And, yeah, none of them posted. Apparently, even the NBA playoff preview didn't post till late. Like, I was trying to be a responsible adult and schedule my episodes out, but apparently that didn't work because the only episode that posted was the playoff preview, and that posted on the 23rd of April, which was way later than it was originally supposed to post. So, yeah, here we are. Here we are. So, put the playoffs in the way, NBA, first round has ended, and I want to say half the teams I predicted probably didn't win. I need to go back and look at my exact previews on here to make sure that I don't misspeak. Because the Rockets lost today, so that was a no-no. The Timberwolves ended up beating the Lakers in five, which is hilarious. The Pacers beat the Bucks. Dame tore the Achilles, and that's a wrap for that whole team. That team got to get blown up now. The Magic did not upset the Celtics. They beat them. Games one and two were pretty close. You know, they had a couple close games there, but they ended up getting blown out. They lost two. What else I'm forgetting? The Grizzlies got dog walked by the Thunder. It wasn't even that was an embarrassment to TV. The Pistons got hold out of their wins. The Pistons should have won two or more of those games, but they lost, so the Knicks advanced. So, yes, we have second round matchups. Oh, and I'm forgetting. The Clippers lost to the Nuggets in embarrassing fashion in game 7 too, so that happened too. So it's whatever. I'm not tripping at all. I picked to win it all is still alive and kicking. So that's all that matters. I'm conflicted now, y'all, because I feel like I should do my predictions for the second round on this episode, but it's like three or four topics that I actually have that I want to talk about as well. So, because it's like I had Shadur slide in the draft. I want to touch on that. I want to talk about, there was something else too. I have it written down, but I can't. I don't have my iPad by me. Yeah, my iPad is on the other side of the room. I'm not going to get it. I had a couple topics. I had a topic about males and female dating pool right now. I had a topic about that. About dating. I had another topic about how people are brainwashed into thinking that messed up situations are okay because they enable it by just saying whatever they want to say. Yeah, I had a couple things going on. Well, I guess since we starting fresh, and I want to talk about the Kendrick Lamar concert too. So I guess to start fresh, we're going to do the NBA second round first because, yeah, I need to go ahead and get that out the way before the series actually start. Because they started the second round today, which ticked me out because I hate when the NBA does that because the second round started today with the Pacers and the Cavs. And game 7 of the Warriors and Rockets, which is the last first round series, also happened tonight. Matter of fact, it occurred after they started the second round with the Pacers and the Cavs, which I was just like, whatever. Like, whatever, bro. So, let's talk about these first round. Let's get the NBA out the way this episode. So, let's talk about these first round matchups. So, the Thunder and the Grizzlies. That was an embarrassing series. It wasn't even close. It was a sweep. Thunder won it 1-4. So that ended that. It's not much really discussed about that series except the fact that the Grizzlies, it's sad to see how it happened with them too. I feel bad for the Grizzlies because the Grizzlies were supposed to be a part of the next gen teams is what I'm calling them right now. Like the next-gen teams are the YN teams, as people like to call them. And like those are like the Timberwolves. That's a young team that's making noise in the postseason now. This, you know, kind of took the torch from the OGs. The Thunder, of course, the Rockets, the Pistons, which the Pistons are a year ahead of schedule. Cause I thought what the Pistons did this year, I thought they were going to do next year. Not going to lie to you. I really thought they was going to do that next year. I did not expect that at all. The Pacers, the Cavs aren't really that old of a team either. The Cavs are a pretty young team too. The Celtics, contrary to what people want to believe, they are not an old team. They are pretty young as well. Like, they are pretty young. Both of their stars are under the age of 30. So they are also, yeah, they're pretty young too. It's another team I'm forgetting. I'm forgetting another team. I said everybody I want to say. I think I said everybody. I can't remember. I guess you could say the Knicks too, but yeah, the Knicks kind of whatever. I don't care about the Knicks. I don't like them at all. I despise the Knicks. I almost despise them as much as I despise the Celtics. But my hatred for the Celtics is stronger than than it is for the Knicks, I would have to say. Better yet. Let's see. I think that's every team. The Pacers, Cavs. Like, those are like the younger team. The Magic, too. But the Magic, of course. The Magic are like, and it's funny because the teams mirror each other, too. They mirror each other because the Cavs and the Thunder are the two teams. It's like the young teams that's like had the dominant regular season, had a great record, was dog walking a lot of teams, you know, been together for a little while now and whatnot. So, you know, that's that team. And well, those are those teams, let me say that. And then we have the Magic, which parallel the Houston Rockets. The only difference is that I believe the Magic have a true star and number one in Paolo and Franz. They have a 1-2 punch over there with Franz and Paolo. Those are two great young players. Like, they need to keep. I pray they keep them together because that's a nice duo. I enjoy that group, that duo. The Rockets, they have Jalen Green and Sengun, but however, I don't feel like they really mesh well together. So if I was the Rockets, I would get rid of Jalen Green. Not even gonna lie, I would trade him for a star because that's what both teams are missing. They're missing like that piece. It's that third piece for the Magic. Like, I feel like the Magic don't need like a KD or like somebody of that kind, like a KD or like that. They need more like a. Let's see. They need like a Jimmy would have been good for them. Clay pre-injury, like that kind of number two. Like, they need like that solid piece that can kind of like, when you need to get a bucket and your star's getting kind of crowded up, get somebody, you got that option that can kind of knock down the shot for you. So that was the Magic just need a scorer. They need a scorer. They struggle to score. That's their problem. Defense is great, struggle to score. Same with the Rockets. Defense, great. Scoring, a struggle. They just need that star. Either team could benefit from like that Jimmy Butler type of star, like that kind of, like a good complimentary. Like, you ain't got to be the main guy, but he's that vet that ties it all together. Both of those teams are in need of that. And then you have the Pacers. The Pacers are very similar to the Timberwolves as far as their trajectory is going. They're very similar to one another as well. I truly believe that with the Lakers being eliminated by the Wolves, I believe that the Timberwolves are going to make the conference finals now. I think we're going to see the OKC Thunder and the Minnesota Timberwolves in the conference finals this year. I truly believe that. I think that's where we're heading now. I think that's what we're going to see. Because people saying the Warriors, well, I got to think about it now. I forgot the Rockets lost, so it's not the Rockets, it's the Warriors. So hold that thought, y'all. Hold that thought. I'm a process as I'm going through these these first round series. So then we have let's see, the Rockets need scoring, Magic need scoring, Timberwolves and Pacers are kind of by wood and wood. They're the surprise team that kind of is got like some top players, because Haliburton is hated by everybody for some reason. I don't know why, but he's a top Ogle, to me, he's a top 3 point guard in the NBA currently, in my opinion. I feel like he's top three. Like I'll say Steph. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I ain't gonna lie. I have to sit down and make a list. That'll be another episode. I have to sit down and see why I rank these players in the top five. I'm thinking because Steph will be number one for me still as far as point guards go. Damn, I gotta get to think about that. That'll be good. That's gonna be another topic. That's another topic for another day. We'll go back to that. Let's see. So we have those series. The Celtics, of course. The Magic could have won some more games, but they don't have scoring. That's the problem with scoring. The Rockets pushed the Warriors to 7 games, and the lack of scoring came to bite them in game 7. They didn't have anyone that could score. They played great defense. It was fantastic defense. However, they didn't have that star, that vet presence that can score to go get a bucket. They didn't have that. So that kind of messed up too. And also with A-Man getting out the game too, that kind of screwed them up too, because they had made a nice run. But then that happened, and yeah, so they lost after that. That was pretty much a wrap. Timberwolves, of course, beat the Lakers in 5. Ant-Man, Batman, Superman, Wolves in 5. We are not. Am I shocked by it? No, I'm not at all. Not at all. I'm not shocked by that at all. It's not like a big shocking upset that people are making it seem that the Wolves defeated the Lakers in 5. That's not really a huge shocker because the Lakers are small. Lakers have no bigs. That's their problem. They don't have it. They traded away their size for the future in Luka. And then Luka, of course, they stunned on Luka because they say, you know, he doesn't play defense. He's a cone, all these kind of things. And then they try to make the little scapegoat excuse for LeBron, saying, LeBron, he's 40. Now, I don't want to hear that LeBron is 40. I don't want to hear it. The reason why I don't want to hear the LeBron age comments is because when he does a fantastic job, it's, oh my God, he's 40 years old and he drops 40. It's never been done before. But when he has a bad game, it's, well, he is 40 years old. So what do you expect? I'm not in the mindset of that. I don't want to hear it, because if you're going to give him the praise when he does good at 40, I'm going to critique him when he does bad at the age of 42. It goes both ways. You don't get a pass for that. You don't. And yeah, and if that's the case, leave, retire. It's about time for LeBron to go. It is. It is close to that time for him to go, because the Lakers will not win an NBA championship as long as LeBron James keeps opting into these one-year deals, these one-and-ones. As long as he keeps opting into them, they are not going to win a championship, because he's handicapping them. He's handicapping them. They can't make the moves they would want to make with LeBron being there. LeBron and Luka is cool to see. However, LeBron at this stage of his career, with that Luka, it's not going to work. It's not. Even if you were to get a big, because LeBron does his weird thing where he'll act like everything's all good and it's cool. And then the minute like the secondary star, as they say, or the co-star starts doing too much, he kind of like asserts himself in. And that's when he goes on crazy run. He'll drop like 30 here, 40 here. Is that in the third? Like, he'll do that. And then they try to praise the defense, like, oh, he was playing amazing defense. Smoke and mirrors defense. It's smoke and mirrors defense. Sometimes he plays Ole defense, if you want to go back to that term. But yeah, I'm not that high on LeBron. And I don't like how he moves now and how he does his post game. And every year the same thing, as they say, oh, you going to retire? Well, I don't know. I might not. I don't know. And then they say, well, what about Luka? That's not my job. That's not my responsibility. And it's just the passive-aggressive cycle and all these things. Like, I'm tired of it. It's getting old now. I'm tired of the charades and the circus act that's going on. Like, I'm ready for him to go. And it's sad because LeBron, at one point, was one of my favorite players, but I'm starting to hate him as a player. Like, I really am, because I'm just tired of the passive aggressiveness. And then it's like you want to one breath, you want to get the praise when you're doing great, and then when it's go bad, you want to say, well, it's not my problem. I know it's not about me. Just, I'm like, whatever, bro. Like, nobody want to hear all that. Then you got Rich Paul going on these side quests and all these radio shows and podcasts trying to change old narratives for the younger crowd. Well, to be honest, you know, the Heat were in the big three. Bosch wasn't really a part of the big three. He was just there. I'm like, man, y'all fake. Like, Bosch was the most important piece of that team. He was. Was he the best player? No, he was not. However, his contributions is what led to winning those two rings. He was a very needed piece. He was a very glue piece of those teams, and he was definitely part of a big three. Definitely was. So Rich Paul can go swim with that BS. Like, I'm not about to let him sit up here and disrespect Chris Bosh like he was a scrub. Like, just to boost LeBron up, like, be for real, bro. Like, it's not that serious. And that's supposed to be your boy, too. And that's supposed to be your boy, bro. You got Rich Paul going on podcasts and all that same. I mean, he wasn't really part of Big Three. He was a good role player. Like, all right, bro. Okay. Now, it was a Big Three at first, and the Heatles, the Big Three, all that back in the day. Now, you want to try to change history and be like, well, it really was LeBron and Wade. It wasn't really Chris, but, like, whatever, bro. Like, I'm sick of clutch sports. I'm sick of LeBron. I'm tired of him. I really am. I'm tired of him. But Wolves whooped their ass in five. That was the end of that. Austin Reeves, again, playoffs come, and he got put, you know, showed that he's not. He ain't that star like people think he is. He's not. Austin Reeves is a very good player, but I think he gets overrated a ton. I really think he does. So, yeah, the Lakers are just whatever. Until LeBron leaves, it's going to be the same cycle of them making the playoffs. Well, first, we're going to start the season. We're going to start out kind of slow, whatever. We'll have some little things going, some little rumblings. Then they make a random trade. Then it's, oh, my God, the Lakers are so back. Oh, the Lakers are going to win it all. Then they get a higher seed. Then they lose in the first round. And then that's it. And then it starts over again. The offseason starts. LeBron starts doing the whole, oh, well, I don't know how much longer I'm going to play. I don't know if I am going to play. And then a day later, oh, LeBron had a broken toenail he played through in the series. He should have been out 2 months behind that. He has an ingrown toenail. Or Austin Reeves hurt his ass. Oh, he has a sore tailbone. He don't know when he's going to come back. He shouldn't have been playing at all. It's always excuses about everybody was hurt. Lakers' entire team is always hurt after the fact when they lose. Now, when they're winning, it's all gas and all that, saying, oh, my God, they're going to win it all. Oh, LeBron's going to win a fifth ring at age of 40, blah, blah, blah. Then they lose, and it's, oh, I broke my thumb. Oh, I have a hanging toenail. It caused me discomfort. Like, I'm sick of it. But that's enough of that. Nuggets and Clippers, great series. Best first-round series we had by far. I'm happy to see Kawhi healthy in the postseason. You know, people are shitting on him right now, saying he didn't have that great of a series. But I think he had a very solid series for considering what he's been through the past 4 or 5 years. Like, I feel like he had a great series on considering where he came from, how far he's come from those injuries. At the end of the day, it's just James Harden. Like, he was himself. James Harden didn't do anything in game seven. As the series went on, he did less and less, which is a normal Harden routine. It's just he never changes. Like, as the series progresses, he progressively got worse. He doesn't get better as the series goes on. He always gets worse. I feel like you no longer need to compare Harden to Wade and say that he surpassed Wade, because I think that's BS and I don't think it's true. And yeah, I think you just gotta kind of just let that sleeping dog lie. Because yeah, I don't. That's a whole other episode in itself for me comparing Wade and Harden and everything like that. I'm not even about to do that right now. But again, I think the Clippers also are at that point where they're going to have to make a move and blow it up and trade somebody. I feel like now is a better time than any to make some trades. Whether that is Kawhi, or Harden, or even Norman Powell. Like, any of those can get traded. I feel like Zubac should stay. I don't feel like Zubac should be touched, because I feel like Zubac is a big that you kind of need in the West now, because as they're trying to say now, teams are starting to do the two bigs lineup, which is a traditional basketball lineup with two guards, a forward, and two bigs, a power forward, and two guards, two forwards, and a center. That is a traditional NBA lineup. This is not nothing revolutionary saying you run a too big lineup. I think it's the dumbest shit ever that they still are starting to say. You're running a traditional five, which is a point guard, a shooting guard, a small forward, a power forward, and a center. That is all you're doing. But, of course, we do this positionless basketball bullshit that we try to rephrase and all that and make it seem like it's something more than what it is. Whatever. As y'all can see, the NBA starting to piss me off because they doing too much with all these trying to reinvent the wheel when it's still the goddamn wheel. Like, come on. But I think Zubac should stay, but I think they need to trade one of them. I think one of those pieces need to get traded just for draft capital, because I don't see the Clippers team. I don't see them winning a championship. I just don't. And I would hate for them to be handicapped by Harden and Kawhi and all that. Then they leave and then you don't get anything at all. Because be real, who's going to L.A. to the Clippers? Like, nobody's really going to destination. Like, no star is going there. Like, stars don't go to L.A. like they used to. It ain't like it was back in the day. Tell you, they didn't go to Clippers anyway, but they don't even go to Los Angeles anymore. I mean, not Los Angeles, I'm sorry. They don't even go to the Lakers anymore. So I don't think they'll be pressed to go to the Clippers either. So, you know, it's one of the things where I just feel like they have to make a move. So I feel like I need to trade one of them while their value is kind of increased right now. Harden just came off of a minus the playoff first round series. He did enough to come off of an all NBA season in the regular season. His regular season numbers are all NBA level. They are. Kawhi showed that when healthy, he is still can be a 20 and 8 guy, 20 point per game score, 8 rebounds. That's a good skill set to have. And he still can play defense because he was playing amazing defense in the Clippers and Nuggets series. But one man can only do so much. And Norman Powell, he showed when he's given minutes and opportunity, he is a high-level scorer, a decent defender. And I think they can get some pieces for it. They can get some picks or something. Because they have nothing. They got gutted from that the SGA trade when they traded Shea to the Thunder for Paul George. They got gutted. They don't have anything. So I feel like I need to re-up on some capital just for the future. Because I don't see them win the championship. So it's no sense to just hold on for hope. I don't see it happening. Because other teams are going to be are getting better and have gotten better to them. So I don't see it really changing much. The Rockets aren't going anywhere. They're going to probably package up Jalen Green and some picks and a couple other pieces they got and go after a star in the offseason, because that's what they're missing. And they're literally right there with OKC. OKC has every pick in the league damn near, so they kind of just whatever. If they lose this playoffs, they're probably going to package some stuff up and go get them a third piece, get them a nice little star, a nice little vet, and they'll be on their way. The Wolves are also a young team. They got good contracts going on right now, so they're set for a while. They're going to be consistent. The West is not going to be. It's going to be easy for either of these older teams like the Suns. The Warriors are still around right now because the Warriors are just the Warriors. Steve Kerr is a hell of a coach. Jimmy Butler was the piece they needed, apparently, too, which I hate to admit it, but he was the piece they needed. I thought it was kind of an oversell, but it looked like they was right. They was right, I will admit. Miller has made a huge difference for the Golden State Warriors, so kudos to them for making the move they needed. I don't know. I just feel like they need to sell some of their pieces now while the bidding's high, and then just They can kind of go through a smoother rebuild instead of saying let's be trash for about 5 or 6 years. You could probably be kind of mid and mediocre for about three or four. But yeah, that's pretty much what the Clippers are. The Nuggets are shocked the hell out of me. I thought the Clippers were gonna win in 7. I did, but Nuggets end up pulling out. The coaching fire and the Mike Malone at the end of the season, literally at the end of the season, has paid dividends for them. They're playing well. Westbrook has been playing well off the bench. He had a great series. Aaron Gordon is just that role player that's there when you need him. He's there when you need him. He had a putback game winner that Lillard was neck and neck with the shot clock, with the buzzer. It was crazy. Jamal Murray is still the greatest postseason point guard in NBA history for some reason. He doesn't have a great regular season, but the postseason is when he becomes a different player. And Joker is still Joker. Even though Zubac did a great job defending him, I would say that Zubac is the closest we'll have to a Joker style, but like he played amazing defense on Joker, like he did. So kudos to Zubac. But yeah, I mean, hey, even Christian Brown, he even played great. He had a great series too. Michael Porter Jr. is a little banged up, so he was kind of whatever. But shout out to the Nuggets, man. Shout out to the Nuggets. I give them their flowers, their credit. They pulled it out. It was an amazing series. Every game was great, with the exclusion of Game 7. And yeah, I can't be mad at it. What else? Who else? Warriors and Rockets was literally just the Rockets don't have that vet that can score. They don't have that third option that can score. That's the problem with them. They just need somebody that can score. Not much to talk about there. Golden State defense is just amazing with Jimmy Butler and Draymond anchoring it. It's just been amazing. Not really much to talk about that series, bro. It's just really the Rockets is just a piece away. They're a piece away from being right there. They had a fantastic season, so shout out to them. They just, like I said, they need that one piece. Like, vote, like, package up those picks and do it. But I know they're not going to do it, but I will package up some of them picks and trade Jalen Green with them. I would definitely do that. But they're going to trust the process and going to keep the young guys and keep them going. So I doubt they get rid of them. They're going to keep them going. So, yeah. We'll see how that works out for them. Then on the Eastern Conference side, we had Cavs in the Heat. We got dog walked. We is in the Heat. Got dog walked by the Cavaliers. We played well the first two games, and then games 3 and 4, we got destroyed. It wasn't even close. At least games 1 and 2, we at least were competitive in it, but games 3 and 4 wasn't even close. Especially game 4. Game 4 was horrible. It was down by like 15. It was terrible. So not much to talk about there. Shout out to Cavs. They advanced the next round. Pacers and Bucks was kind of the same way. Wasn't much of a competition. The Pacers kind of ran that one because Dame ended up getting the blood clot set at the end of the season. But he didn't play the first game. Then he ended up coming back the second game. Played well. What's the second game he came back? I want to say second game. Came back, played decent. Oh, it was second or third game. Third game. And I want to say the fourth game is when he tore his Achilles. So that's gonna be that's a devastating injury for Dame. And he's older player too. He's the same age as Kobe was when he tore his Achilles, actually. And Dame's a smaller player. He's not like a KD or anything like that. So it's kind of tough. It's gonna be tough to see him come back. I don't know how he's gonna perform. So Bucks might be cooked going forward in the future. Giannis might need to think about moving around because I don't think the Bucks are not contenders. They're too old of a team now. And then with Dame getting hurt, the co-star getting hurt like that with a torn Achilles, it's going to be a whole year off. And, yeah, I just don't see the Bucks making much noise next year. I think their window was slammed shut with the Dame injury. The Pacers have been one of the best teams post-All-Star break. They've been top five in the league record-wise or in that round. It might have been six. It might have been around six because they played a little more games. So it's like top five, top six in the league since the All-Star break. They've been slowly on the rise. They've slowly been going through some close wins, whatnot. The playoff test that they made the conference finals last year. They very well might make it again this year. Who knows? Because it's not going to be an easy matchup with them and the Cavs. It's not going to be an easy matchup for the Cavs at all. Especially with Garland being hurt, because Darius Garland is hurt. So that's not going to be a close. It's going to be a closer series than people might think it'll be. The Cavs actually lost tonight. Game one, they lost. No Garland. And you can see how it affected them because they didn't have that floor general to control the pace of the game because the Pacers like to run. So they didn't have anyone could really like slow the game down or like control the tempo down, and nobody to really settle them down on offense. They didn't have that floor general out there. You could saw it affected them. But yeah, we're gonna see what happened with that series. It's gonna be interesting. I think that series might go seven. I'm still gonna say Cavs winning, but I think it might go seven. Let's see who else. So the Celtics and Magic, I already talked about them. Basically, the same story. Even though Celtics are kind of banged up a little bit, though, so I'm a little concerned for the Celtics because of the injuries. Because Jason Tatum has his wrist. You know, he did come back from there. He was fine. He looks fine. But wrist, I know Jalen Green has a banged up knee. Drew was hurt. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of concerned for the Celtics. I've been saying all year the Celtics, I don't feel like they're going to go back to back. And not because I just hate the Celtics in general. It's just, I don't know. Because like the team they kind of made the moves and moved the young pieces to get the older vets in to kind of get that push to win last year. So last year was pretty much the foregone conclusion. Like the Celtics are going to win the championship. Everyone said that like they're going to win. Like it was no debate. No matter who they faced in the eastern side of the bracket or came out the west, the Celtics were going to win the championship last year. I don't know many that thought they weren't. But this year, I don't know. It's something about them this year just feel different. I don't know. And I feel like next season they're going to have to make some tough decisions on some players just to move around and keep the because they got so many pieces, bro. Like, it's so many pieces to tell to tell. And, like, you can't pay them all. You can't keep them all at some point. At some point, somebody going to have to get moved. And I don't think they're going to ever separate Brown and Tatum. I think they're going to keep that tandem together. I don't think that's getting separated ever. So I don't know who they will move. But I feel like they have to start thinking about moving some pieces around for the future. Just for future reference. Just for future purposes, I mean. I feel like they might have to move some pieces around. Will I be shocked if the Celtics win it all this year again and go back to back? Hell no, I would not be shocked at all. I just wouldn't be shocked if they didn't win it either. Like, I wouldn't be. Cause it's just something about the team. I just feel like it's something weird about it. Like something, I don't know. I've been saying this all year. Like, I feel like it's something weird about the team that's going to happen. Like, it's just something. I don't know. It's just a bad feeling I got about it. Who else? What other series we got? The Knicks and the Pistons. Great series. It was a very fun series. It was probably the third best series of the first round, in my opinion. I feel like the Pistons shocked a lot of people this season by making it to the sixth seed, making the playoffs. And I feel like they're going to only improve. They are also might be a young team that might need to get a star also. You know, Cade Cunningham is a star. I feel like they might need to get a second piece. But also, Jaden Ivey was hurt. He got hurt this season. So, that might be – he might develop into that second co-star they might need for Cade in the scoring department. That might be the second star that they need. So, we'll see. I want to see them back next year fully healthy before I make any kind of formulating any thoughts or suggestions about if they should make some moves or move some pieces around because they kind of – you know, right there towards the next level of development for them. But shout out to the Pistons, man. But they lost a series, though. They lost in six games to the Knicks. The Knicks got lucky with one game in particular off of a missed foul call. Well, the Pistons should have went up 3-2 in the series. But things happen. It's what it is. Knicks won. Jalen Brunson, his ankle is shot, but he's still keeping it pushing. So we'll see what happens. The same old Knicks. Knicks gonna nick. That's how I gotta say about them. The Knicks gonna nick. They gonna lose to the Celtics probably in about five games, I'll probably say. Probably five. I don't see it being a long series at all. Unless the Celtics injuries actually hobble them. But also, the Knicks are a little banged up too. So we'll see. We'll see if they cancel out. But I'll say Celtics about five. Cavs in Indiana, I say that's going probably seven. I have to say that's probably going seven. I got Cavs winning that in seven games, though. On the Western side, we have the Thunder and the Nuggets. I have the Thunder winning that series in six games. I see them winning in six. The Timberwolves and... what am I trying to say? And the Warriors. That's going to be a tough one. That might go seven. Not going to lie. That might go seven. That might be another seven-game series for the Warriors. They might have back-to-back seven-game series. It all depends on if they can stop Ant. If Jimmy can guard Ant. If Jimmy and Draymond can do enough to guard Ant, that's the thing. But the problem is Gobert. And Gobert showed a lot in that game five against the Lakers because he was their best player. He's dropped, 27? And 14 or 20. No, I think he dropped 20 and 20. think it was like 27 to 20 rebounds, I want to say. He had a 20-20 game. Yeah, I'm shortchanging him. I'm sorry, Gobert. You actually had a great game, bro. But I feel like that. I feel like the Timberwolves are a little more experienced than the Rockets are, and I think they will exploit their bigs better than the Rockets were able to. Because I think Naz Reid will be a problem for the Warriors coming off the bench, and I also think that Rudy Gobert might have a great series too. So we'll see. It's going to be a tough series. I think it's going 7. I'm going to say the Wolves in 7. That's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough series. I think they might go the distance. I truly do. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I think the Wolves and Warriors and Cavs and Pacers will be tied for best series, for best second round series. I think they might be tied. But those are going to be some great series. I think every matchup is great, though. I think they've got some good matchups. I even like the Celtics and the Knicks. I like that matchup a lot. I think the Celtics are going to win that probably like 5 or 6 due to Jalen Brunson being hobbled. And I don't see it getting better. I see it only like him playing through it might end up, because he kept re-injuring it throughout this series. So, you know, who knows? And Thibodeau is known for pushing his players way past the limit. So, I don't know, man. Knicks usually get banged up around this time, and the injuries start setting in around this time of year for them. So, I just don't see them making it. Just because of health. Health is going to bite them in the ass because they always wear down around this time of year. I'm playing all the minutes in the regular season. So, we'll see. We shall see. But I think that the conference finals for both sides is going to be Thunder, Wolves on the western side, and I think that the eastern side will be the Cavs and the Celtics. I think that's what we're going to get for the conference final. I think that's what we got winning. So, yeah, that's my predictions for that. I'm going to actually end that right here because I don't want to get too much into other topics I want to talk about because I kind of want to separate them into different episodes or whatnot. So I'm in the NBA talk right here now with my predictions for the next round. And I'll be back again. I don't know when I'll be back with NBA. Probably when these series end, I'll probably touch back on NBA. But I still need to talk about the NFL draft. So that'll be another episode coming this week too. I have time this week because I have a vacation for work, so I'm out for a week. I'm going to try to catch up with the podcast and get some stuff behind the scenes cleaned up and everything and then get all that going so that we can get back to putting out stuff right. And I also need to see what's going on with these episodes not posted when I schedule them because I'm very confused why that didn't happen. I'm very upset about it. So, with that being said, I bid you all adieu. I wish you all the best. Make sure y'all take care of yourselves and each other. And I will see you all next time. Peace out.